The parents of Ani Graham say their daughter's story reveals a complete breakdown in Maine's mental health system. They say there should be a distinct protocol to help kids at risk of suicide and properly trained providers who are able to help. Patty White has more.
13-year-old Ani Graham was smart but playful, her parents say. She was in advanced math. She liked art and writing, especially, says her dad, Matt, poetry.
And many of the poems were written for her mother, mostly just to say how special mom was, and she was very caring. She wouldn't let us buy her gifts, so to speak, for birthdays. She'd make us buy stuff for the pet shelter.
But about a year and a half ago, Ani started to struggle with depression, says her mom, Rosie. She was cutting herself.
She was saying that she couldn't sleep and that all these thoughts kept coming to her head and that she was really, really sad. And I let her know that wasn't typical and that wasn't normal. She should be able to sleep and she shouldn't have this severe sadness. I said, you need to see a counselor. We need to get you some help.
But the Grahams say that proved harder than expected. They say many counselors didn't accept children or the family's health insurance. But after a few weeks and many phone calls, they found a counselor. And Rosie says Ani had weekly visits.
She saw her for about 18 months. And about 2 months ago, Ani really told me that the thoughts were getting worse and that she was really scared.
The Grahams took her to the behavioral emergency department at St. Mary's Hospital in Lewiston, and doctors recommended that she be admitted. But Ani told her parents she didn't want to stay in the hospital, and as a compromise, she agreed to start taking medication. As they prepared to leave the hospital, Rosie says doctors told her that Ani needed a certain kind of therapy called cognitive behavioral therapy. That wasn't what the current counselor was doing.
That's where I got really upset because I'm thinking, why am I hearing this for the first time?
Rosie and Matt scrambled to find this kind of counseling for Ani. Matt says he went to Lewiston Middle School, where Ani was a student.
And I said, we're desperate. We need help. We cannot do this any longer by ourselves. You have to know what's going on.
The school guidance counselor recommended a local mental health provider, and Matt called to make an appointment.
And they basically said, after kind of hemming and hawing, that there really isn't anything. We could try to find a cognitive behavioral health therapist, but they only had two people on their staff that were trained to do that, and their caseloads were beyond, you know, taking in any new patients.
The Grahams also went to Ani's pediatrician's office to see if they would prescribe medication. One of the doctors did, but the Grahams say he did not offer therapy services, just medication.
And so it went back to, it's someone else's problem. And the counselor, when you keep pointing this to counselors that aren't equipped or want to do this or want to take our insurance, we were stuck. We were just stuck.
The Grahams continued to search for a cognitive behavioral therapist. About 3 weeks ago, they finally found one. Ani had two appointments, but on Monday, she wrote on a school assignment that she didn't want to live anymore. The school called Ani's parents to come pick her up, and Matt says Rosie brought Ani to the pediatrician, who said the appointment went well.
He said, it looks like we've turned a corner. She seems happy. I'm going to send her home. You know, she's fine.
The rest of the day was good, Matt says.
Ani actually was socializing with us a little bit more. She cleaned her room, which makes no sense whatsoever. And we thought, wow, we're having a good night.
They went to bed. When Matt woke up the next morning at 6:30, he knocked on Ani's door. She didn't answer. That's when he discovered his daughter had killed herself. Since her death, classmates have also said that Ani was bullied. The Grahams say Ani's depression made her especially vulnerable and that the school should do more to address bullying. But where they see the biggest failure is with the mental health system.
All the professionals, quote unquote, that were dealing with us during this crisis were not professionals in suicide intervention, prevention, any of that.
Even though Matt and Rosie were very worried about Ani, they say they ultimately put their trust in the people they sought help from.
When all the professionals told us, don't worry, she's going to grow out of this, or take her home, give her the day off, or just put her on this med and we'll see if that works. As a parent, you have an inclination to say, well, the professionals don't think it's a big deal. The professionals don't think she's going to hurt herself.
Rosie says she wishes she had slept in her daughter's room Monday night. The Grahams also wish that schools had clear systems in place to help when someone is at risk of killing themselves.
If this was a bomb threat, they have protocols and steps and procedures in place to make people be safe and ensure that they're safe before they send them back home or back to the school or whatever the case may be. This was a threat on her life to hurt herself, and there's nothing.
Parents, they say, are left to navigate crises in the mental health system on their own, a system, they say, that's not equipped to help some of those who need it most. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And if you or someone you know is in crisis, the number for the Maine Crisis Hotline is 888-568-1112. Again, that's 888-568-1112.